You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. So, did we all enjoy our week? Most importantly, did we find the time to pray to Jesus? There's nothing more important than prayer, because through prayer we build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our burdens and let Him handle them, letting us live without worries, fears, or stress. On today's show, our topic is Put Your Trust in Jesus, and we'll talk about how much better our lives are when we do. Also today, my guest is Valerie Coleman, the Director of Communications and Public Relations at College of the Ozarks. And of course, we'll be talking about prayer, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we will get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was letting go of the bitterness and how, as Christians, we must remove any ill feelings we are holding towards someone, no matter what they may have done or said, and how the Lord is there to help us when we find it hard to let go of the anger. On today's show, our topic is putting our trust in Jesus. Those five words sound simple enough, and I think we can agree that they make sense. The problem is, too many of us just don't do it. And when we don't, we almost always wind up unhappy or in a bad place. On this topic, I can speak from great experience. As I have mentioned many times on this show, prior to 2010, I had very little faith. I hardly went to church, and I didn't pray. I can assure everyone the last thing I was doing was putting my trust in Jesus. As a result, I led a very hard life because I was living it on my own without Jesus in my heart, often not making the right decision that I later regretted or doing things the hard way because I was too hasty in my judgment and found the better method after whatever it was I needed to take care of was done. But I have learned that when I trust Jesus, praying on decisions I need to make, ideas I have that need feedback, how to handle a problem or whatever the need, I know that Jesus has my back because He knows that I trust Him. Putting our trust in Jesus is a simple way of saying, let Him lead, let Him guide, and let Him get us through whatever we are dealing with. When we learn to do that, we will still have difficulties in our lives, but we will no longer have to face them alone, because when we trust Jesus and truly believe in Him, He will get us through whatever we are facing. In the Bible it says, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. This Bible verse could not be any clearer. Understanding why it's important that we trust our Lord is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about putting our trust in Jesus. It really is a simple concept to embrace, provided we want to, and there lies the problem. Often we may ask Jesus for help or guidance, yet rather than be patient and wait for a sign, which is usually given through the words or actions of others, we go it on our own and as a result, wind up not where we had hoped to be. Then we start praying to Jesus again, now asking Him to get us out of the mess we got ourselves into, which never would have happened had we waited for Jesus to guide us the first time. Putting our trust in Jesus is something every Christian needs to do, for when we do, we lead happier and easier lives. The first song I'm going to play today is called For I Have Lost My Way. When I wrote this song, I thought about the experience I had when I found Jesus. It was not an easy transformation. I had been without faith for a very long time, and as a result, I had doubts, confusion, and a lot of uncertainty. Yet somehow I knew deep down that turning to Jesus was the path I needed to take. Please listen now to my song, For I Have Lost My Way.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. That's lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. coaches, your team, your show, your profit.
Now I would like to introduce Valerie Coleman, the Director of Communications and Public Relations at College of the Ozarks in Point Lookout, Missouri. Hi, Valerie. How are you today?
I'm super. How are you doing, Art?
I am doing great, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Well, Valerie, let's start by you telling us about yourself and how you ended up at College of the Ozarks.
Absolutely. I am a Southern girl. I'm from Conway, Arkansas, and my family always visited the Ozarks growing up for vacations in the summer. And so now I have lived here a good portion of my adult life and just absolutely love being in Branson, Missouri, Point Lookout, Missouri.
Well, that's wonderful. I have to tell you, I love the phrase on your website that says, "The vision of College of the Ozarks is to develop citizens of Christ-like character who are well-educated, hardworking, and patriotic." Tell us about your college.
Well, that vision statement really sums it up, doesn't it, there? My goodness, that's a lot. And it's a blessing because we are definitely all of those things. We are a Christian college where students work to earn their education. They graduate debt-free. And of course, we're patriotic and we love, love, love the freedoms that we have in this country.
Well, that connects perfectly to my next question. Valerie, what do you see as the biggest challenges young people face when choosing the right college to attend, especially a Christian college, and what makes College of the Ozarks unique?
College of the Ozarks is unique because we stand up for what we believe, Art. We really do. We mean what we say. In previous years, we actually sued the Biden administration for some of the craziness and the edicts, executive orders that were coming down. And we said, no, we're going to live for the Lord. We're going to live according to biblical principles. We have men's dorms and women's dorms, not co-ed dorms. So we are happy to be blessed to live in a country that is free. And we are pleased to offer a Christian education for young people.
Well, that's great. Well, Valerie, how can we find more information about College of the Ozarks?
Absolutely. Just go to our website, www.cofo.edu, just like College of the Ozarks, cofo.edu.
Once again, that website is cofo.edu. And we've been talking to Valerie Coleman, Director of Communications and Public Relations at College of the Ozarks. Thank you, Valerie, for talking with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thank you, Art, for the opportunity. God bless.
Our topic today is putting our trust in Jesus. It really is a simple concept to embrace, but for many of us, it can be very hard to do. As humans, we get caught up in our busy lives. We're impatient, impulsive, and often make hasty decisions. But if we truly believe in Jesus and that He does know best, we should follow the concept of putting our trust in Jesus. Once we accept that, the rest is easy and we do it through prayer. Pray to Jesus and let Him know how much we love Him, how grateful we are for all we have, and let Him know how much we believe in Him and trust Him. And here's the best part. Learning how to let go and let God is also putting our trust in Jesus. Let's say we're faced with a big problem. Perhaps our car needs a major repair and we can't afford to pay for it. Or our boss insists on our going on a business trip, but we can't because we will miss our son's high school graduation. Pray to Jesus and share whatever is on our minds. Let Jesus know that we are giving Him the burden and we want Him to handle it. In essence, we are letting go and letting God. And by doing so, we are putting our trust in Jesus. But once we give it to Jesus, leave it and do not take it back. Often what winds up happening is we start thinking about the car or the graduation, and the next thing you know, we're worrying about it all over again and we start making bad decisions. No, this is not putting our trust in Jesus. We need to trust that He will take care of the burdens. We may find that an unexpected tax refund we forgot about may come in the mail. Or perhaps the mechanic may offer us payment terms we can handle. We may find the business trip all on its own needs to be rescheduled, or the client has decided to fly into our office. When we learn to put our trust in Jesus, anything is possible. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day and learn to trust Him. Understanding why trusting our Lord is important is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called Always. When we think of our Lord, we know that He is there for us all of the time. In essence, always. Please listen now to my song, Always.
Always.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, putting our trust in Jesus, truly is a great way to live our lives, because when we trust Jesus, let him lead us and guide us, we do live more peaceful and happier lives. We will still be faced with challenges and obstacles, but knowing that Jesus is there to handle them and get us through brings us a wonderful feeling of comfort. I have adopted this concept and I have been living by it for years, and I can tell you, it really is a better way to live. So start each day with a simple morning prayer to Jesus, letting him know that we want him to lead us through the day. Get in that habit, and then throughout the day, whatever we are faced with, bring it to Jesus through prayer and let him guide us through it. Making put our trust in Jesus our daily goal from when we wake up to when we go to bed. Learn to do this, live by it, and I can assure everyone we will live a much happier life. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today is called You Changed My Life. When I wrote this song, I thought about how my life was before I had Jesus and how things changed after he came into my life. Please listen now to my song, You Changed My Life.
Washed away from all my
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. That's LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show. Your profit.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, You and Them by Mother Teresa. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Valerie Coleman. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go!